Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. It is Thursday, September 1st. The Concordia On-Air College Fair continues today. So excited to go to Concordia University in Ann Arbor, Michigan, Concordia University Ann Arbor, and Concordia University Irvine in California. Looking forward to sharing their stories and all their news and information with you today about the great education opportunities at two more great Concordia universities. Thanks to Concordia University Wisconsin for underwriting Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO. You can find out more about them as well on our website, kfuo.org. Look for the sponsor section there. You can find more information when you look for the CUW logo in the sponsor section. Joining me by phone today, John Barr, Director of Enrollment at Concordia University Ann Arbor. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Andy. How are you?
Oh, very good. Welcome to the On-Air College Fair. Here on Faith and Family, and can't wait to share about Concordia University Ann Arbor today. John, tell us a little bit about the location of Concordia University Ann Arbor.
Sure. Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be with you guys today. We are located right in Ann Arbor, Michigan, which is an amazingly awesome Big Ten college town. We like to think that we're kind of the best of both worlds. You've got the Big Ten college town and everything that comes with that, but we're also a small, set apart, closed community. Not closed to the community, but we're a close community here in our little location. We've got about 200 acres just on the east side of Ann Arbor. Right along the banks of the Huron River. So we've got beautiful scenery, wonderful setting, and a great place for our students to grow in many different ways.
John, what brought you to Concordia University Ann Arbor?
Well, I am a lifelong product of the Lutheran system. I like to joke with people that I've been in the Lutheran school system from kindergarten through 18th grade. My dad's a Lutheran school teacher. My mom was a school teacher before they had kids, and she decided to stay home with us. So I started in kindergarten in Lutheran schools, went kindergarten through 8th grade in Lutheran day schools, parochial schools, went to a Lutheran high school, did my undergrad at Concordia Chicago, went out into the workforce for a couple of years and just felt like that wasn't where the Lord needed me. So when I sat down and prayed that he would open a door where I could just follow, that door opened at Concordia, Wisconsin, and was there for 7 years. And then 3 years ago, when Concordia, Wisconsin and Concordia Ann Arbor merged, I was asked if I would consider coming over here and kind of helping get things going in the Ann Arbor area. And as my wife and I prayed about it, we really felt like this is where the Lord was leading, and 3.5 years later, we're still here because this is where he needs us.
And what do you, we'll get to all the great things about Concordia University Ann Arbor.
Sure.
What do you personally love about Concordia Ann Arbor?
Oh, man. Are you going to make me stick to one?
Well, you know, a couple of things.
Sure. Well, the first and foremost is our students. We have just some phenomenal students here on this campus, kids that are ready to go out and make an impact in the world, ready to fulfill our mission of serving Christ in the church and in the world. And they just do a great job with everything that they do here and with everything that they do once they leave here. In addition to that, we have wonderful people on our faculty and staff. Our campus pastor, Ryan Peterson, is a guy that came up from St. Louis a few years back. He does just a phenomenal job of growing and fostering spiritual life on campus, and he's not alone. That's everybody from our director of athletics to our faculty. The people here are easily and by far my favorite thing. The setting and scenery are wonderful, but the people make it what it is.
Let's talk about some of the programs at Concordia University Ann Arbor, some that are unique or the programs that Concordia Ann Arbor is known for.
Sure. So obviously, as a Concordia, we cut our teeth in education. So that's still really a strong area for us. But we also have some unique programs and then some new programs that I can share. So from a unique perspective, we have a family life program that's somewhat unique within the Synod, within Christian colleges, preparing students to go work in family life ministry in a number of different settings. We've recently added a number of healthcare programs and healthcare-related fields, primary of which is our nursing program, which was new for this year. We've got new facilities around that program, about 85 kids that started that program this year. In addition to that, we've got programs in radiologic technology, diagnostic medical sonography, strong sciences across the board. So, you know, whether a student's looking to go into education, healthcare, or any one of our strong business fields, business programs, we've got a lot for any student that's considering a Christian higher education.
So the church work programs are certainly one of the strengths of Concordia and the foundation of who Concordia is.
Certainly, yeah. We, like I said, we cut our teeth like most of the Concordias, like all of the Concordias, as a place for people to go prepare to be teachers and pastors, and that's still a core part of what we do. You know, preparing the next generation of leaders in our church body, of leaders in the field of education, of pastors that are going to go from here on to one of our seminaries and prepare for a life of service in a church setting. So that's still at the very core of what we do, and still a very important part of what we do here at Concordia.
Any other programs or anything else you want to highlight before we get into campus life?
Sure. I mentioned our business programs. One of the more unique programs that we have within the field of business, a lot of people think business and think of accounting or management or finance or things like that, which we certainly have. But we've also got two programs within our School of Business, one being sport business. So students that want to go into sports and entertainment management at various levels, whether they want to go work for a team, whether they want to go work for athletes, whether they want to do event management on a large scale within the sports arena, provides some really unique and cool opportunities for students. We've had students intern and do events with the NBA. We've got students this year that are going to work at the Rose Bowl as part of one of our partnerships with some of our partners in our sport business program. And also with that, we have a hospitality and event management program. So for those students that are looking at getting into fields related to event management, large-scale events, you know, everything from planning large corporate outings down to planning smaller-scale events like we would have on one of our campuses, weddings, things like that, pretty much the full gamut of any type of large-scale event. You know, hopefully we'll get students interning with Synod, doing things like the National Youth Gathering and conventions to get some good experience there. But those two programs stand out as kind of unique as well.
Outstanding. Well, let's talk about life on campus, what it's like to be a student at Concordia University Ann Arbor. What are some of the things that that make the campus unique, that make up student life there on campus?
Sure. So I think we're a little bit unique in that we're probably one of the smaller Concordias. Our total student population is around 1,000 students. And that lends itself towards a really close-knit community feel. I mentioned before our campus pastor, he does a phenomenal job of getting students engaged and involved, partnering with our student life folks, partnering with our athletic folks to make sure that we've got a campus that feels a lot more like a big family than it does anything else. So it's not uncommon to see kids from all walks of educational ventures together and living life together and doing things together. We've got a really cool thing coming up later this evening, actually. We have what we call Alpha and Omega house parties, which some of your listeners and parents might not like the term house parties, but our residence halls are kind of unique in that there's only 48 people per residence hall. And so each Thursday, a different residence hall hosts the party for that evening. And the party consists of a student testimonial, what God's doing in their life, how their faith has been changed by campus, some fun activities, you know, things like that. But it's a really great time for our students to grow and be challenged in their faith, but also grow in community with one another. So I think that's one of the things that makes our campus unique, in addition to the beautiful setting that we have and just how picturesque it is. You know, you've got in Michigan all four seasons. You know, it's just a great place to be.
What about the arts on campus?
Sure. So we're very blessed. just this past year, our Kreft Center for the Arts was completely remodeled, renovated. The Kreft Center for the Arts houses all of our arts programs. So any student that's studying in any one of the areas of fine arts houses our music faculty and our band room and practice rooms. It houses our black box theater where we put on a number of theatrical productions each year. It houses our in-house gallery, which is host to a number of juried exhibits as well as student exhibits throughout the year. So we have an active arts culture. I think being in Ann Arbor kind of lends itself to that. Ann Arbor is a fairly artsy town, I guess you could say. And our fine arts program is set up to meet the needs of those students that have interest in fine arts and to raise awareness of the fine arts to the rest of the general campus community.
Beyond the arts, let's talk about athletics.
Sure. So we are an NAIA Division II athletics institution that participates in 22 different men's and women's sports, all the traditional sports that you would think of when you think of college athletics, so football, basketball, baseball, volleyball, soccer, track. We've got bowling, cross country, tennis. We recently, just this year, added both men's and women's lacrosse. We've been blessed in that we've had some facility updates occur within the past few years. So we've got a brand new football stadium that uses state-of-the-art field turf technology for the playing surface. Our football team and our soccer team and our lacrosse teams will use that as their home turf. I guess you could say, and it's got brand new locker rooms and athletic training facilities as a part of it. So we've been very blessed in that regard. There's a pretty good percentage of our students that participate as student athletes. So we're blessed to have those students here and being able to use the gifts that God's given them to participate in athletic ways.
Spiritual life, you mentioned a little bit about that earlier with the Alpha Omega house party. Other
sure.
Spiritual life on campus opportunities?
Yeah, so Daily Chapel is probably one of the biggest avenues for spiritual growth on our campus. Every day at 10:30, we come together as a campus community, take time to pause and reflect and thank the Lord for the blessings that we have, but also to grow and be challenged in our faith. It's a great time for students to, you know, connect and just get centered around what really matters and get some real-life practical tips as they grow in their faith here at Concordia. In addition to that, there's a number of student-led ministries, everything from, you know, residence hall Bible studies to large group Bible studies that take place across campus, to service projects, mission projects. Just seeking every avenue that we can to try and get students involved and connected in their faith and give them opportunities to grow in their faith, to take on leadership opportunities, to help other people grow in their faith. And a lot of that is run through our campus ministry office. So our campus pastor, Pastor Ryan Peterson, as well as our other campus ministry guy, Randy Duncan, who's also an LCMS pastor, they do just a phenomenal job of working with our student life team, working with our athletics office, working with our residence hall staff to make sure that we're offering as many avenues as we can for spiritual life and spiritual growth and development on our campus.
What about opportunities as we talk about classes and studying? We've talked a little bit about the programs. Tell me a little bit about the faculty and some of the qualities of the faculty that you think stand out.
Sure. I think our faculty is the hidden gem of Concordia. We have people that really have a heart for instructing. They love to teach, and that's why they're here. A good majority of them hold the highest degree that they can in their field, and they could easily hold positions at, you know, huge research institutions. We have people that have doctorate-level degrees from SEC schools, from Harvard, from, you know, plenty of big places that are here because they love to be in the classroom. At most of the Concordias, you'll find that you're not going to sit in a room with a TA or a grad assistant. You're going to sit in a room with your professor. And if you have questions, you're going to go to that professor, and they're going to work with you. And we're no different. So I think our faculty is, like I said, one of the hidden gems of the institution. They go above and beyond on a regular basis to ensure that our students are getting what they need at the instructional level.
How do students, are there opportunities for students to experience what we might call service learning or opportunities to serve, whether it's on campus, in the community, or somewhere else in the world?
Sure. Yeah. And with us and our mission that we have, our mission isn't complete until our students are out serving somewhere. So we try to make that a part of the curriculum from the beginning, not only by offering opportunities for service through student activities types things, but there's also a number of our classes that'll have service learning as a part of their curriculum. For example, our nursing program goes down to, in partnership with our sister school in Wisconsin, we'll go down to Belize and do free medical clinics as part of their clinical rotations. You know, we've had business students go out into the business world and work with Thrivent and other partners to offer, you know, free services to business community members, partner with them on the charitable functions that they're doing. We host events here on campus for our students to volunteer at, you know, working with whether it's the breast cancer research organizations, whether it's, you know, juvenile diabetes. You know, we've had a number of different events that have taken place here on campus. In addition to that, you know, some of the camps that we run, community outreach type organizations where our students have volunteered. So we try to get them involved. We try to get them active and understanding that, you know, as a member of the Concordia community, part of our goal of training you throughout this education project is training you to serve, training you to be a valued member of the community, and training you to take Jesus back out into the community.
Let's talk about learning more about Concordia University Ann Arbor. What are some of the ways that we can learn about the great programs there, what campus life is like? What are some ways we can find out about that?
Sure. Well, the obvious and easiest way for anybody would be to hop on our website. I never cease to be amazed by how accessible information is these days. I remember when I was looking at colleges back in the Stone Age, you had to wait for paper to come in the mail, and now that doesn't happen. Now you can just hop on your phone while you're sitting wherever you are, check things out. But I think the best way for a student or anybody that's really interested in, you know, seeing what's going on at Concordia is to get here in person. We offer students specifically a number of different ways to interact with us, whether that be, you know, seeing us at a college fair or event in their local community, whether that's through one of our admission counselors visiting their high school, whether that's through the student coming here to visit campus. We offer a number of ways to get them here. And even within a campus visit, there are a couple of different options for how to do that. The first being a group visit, so what you might hear called open houses or visit days or things like that. We have usually 6 to 7 of them a year. We already had one this fall in August, right before school started. We have 2 more coming up this fall, one on October 10th, where there's an optional overnight preview on October 9th, and then another one on November 4th that will carry us through the fall semester. But in addition to big program days, we offer students the opportunity to visit our campus anytime that fits for them during the week. We offer 2 tours daily at 9 a.m. and at 2 p.m., and we also offer the student the opportunity to customize their visit by telling us other things that they'd like to do while they're here. So maybe they want to meet with a coach, or they're interested in talking with somebody from a particular extracurricular activity, or they want to meet with somebody from a particular area of interest that they have academically. We work with those students to make sure that they maximize the time that they have here when they choose to come visit campus.
So a campus visit is certainly a great way to learn about Concordia University Ann Arbor, to meet the people there as well, to meet other students, meet faculty, and those who serve on the campus.
Yep, it's a great way to do all of the above.
One thing I forgot to ask about for students on campus, we talked about campus life and we talked about the arts and athletics, things like that, spiritual life. What about residence life, residence halls?
Residence halls, I think residence life is one of the best aspects of college. It's a time unlike any student will have in their life. I mean, think of any other time you might be living and sharing life with 40 or 50 other people. One of the things that's cool about our residence halls is every single one of them is set up as suite-style living. So there's four students to a suite, two students in a room on either side of a bathroom that's thrown. So unlike, you know, the horror stories that you hear from other generations about these huge bathrooms that they had to share with 40 and 50 people, which isn't a bad thing. But our students don't experience that. They experience a smaller, more intimate style. Like I mentioned earlier, our halls are capped with a capacity of 48 students per residence hall in that suite style setup. So, you know, it's a great chance to build community, to share life with people, to have maybe some more in-depth relationships because you're doing life with those people all day long. In addition to that, you know, as a resident of campus, there's not a day that goes by where there isn't something going on campus. Our student life staff does a great job of making sure that both our residential population and our commuter population are active and engaged. Just so happens that some of those things may occur during the evenings or later hours at night, which sometimes is a little bit easier to take advantage of if you're a resident that's already on campus. But residential life is one of those great, unique times in a student's life, and here we try to support that and foster that as best we can through whether it's Bible study, through opportunities for students to serve and get together and do projects as a residence hall, whether it's through chances for them to grow in other ways within that hall. We try to make sure that we've got an active and vibrant community for them to be a part of.
With just about 2 minutes left, John, what are the things you want high school students like those juniors and seniors to know and or their parents to know as they're navigating this whole college search process? What would you like for them to know?
One of the things that I always make sure to tell students and parents as they navigate this process is just trust that God has a plan. From my perspective, do I hope that every student winds up looking at a Concordia? Certainly. I think that as Concordias, we have a number of things to offer every student and their family. And specifically at my Concordia, I think we have a great mix of programs and campus environment. But to just trust in the process and trust that the Lord will lead you to where He needs you to prepare you to serve Him. And if you keep that as your focus, if you keep the Lord at the center of what you're doing, you're bound to make some good decisions. And like I said, I certainly hope that, you know, we have families that consider us and that we would appeal to, and fully trust that if we're doing things that we can to follow where the Lord's leading us and they're doing things to follow where the Lord's leading them, we'll all end up in a good place.
Again, contact information, how to find out more about Concordia University Ann Arbor?
Easiest way to do that is on our website. There's a number of buttons, as there are on most websites. You know, you can apply right online through our website. You can schedule a campus visit. You can contact us on the undergraduate admissions page. There's contact information for myself and all of our admission counselors here that make up our staff, and that's accessible 24/7. So it's easy to make sure you can get a hold of somebody on campus.
And the website?
www.cuaa.edu.
John, thanks so much for being my guest today. John Barr, Director of Enrollment, Concordia University, Ann Arbor. Thanks for being on the On Air College Fair.
Andy, thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Most certainly. Coming up next, we head out to Concordia University, Irvine in California. You're listening to the On Air College Fair on Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO.